There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
First, we'll talk to a man that has played football and been around these parts for a long time. He has played and won some big football games here in town, and he is a man who certainly will be watching tonight's game. He also has a fantastic product to tell us about. He's former Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray, who joins us here via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line in the locker room. Aaron, how you doing this fine championship football game Monday?
Oh, man, I'm excited. Wish I was out there in L.A. I would say that I would think the weather would be a little bit warmer and nicer out there than here in Atlanta, which isn't too shabby. But especially storms out there in the West Coast. So hopefully everyone made it safely and enjoying themselves. But, yeah, I can't wait to watch hopefully a nice little butt-whooping tonight and a little repeat.
Tell us about some Twisted Tea. You have partnered up with Twisted Tea. A lot of people have heard about the brand, but there's a special twist on Twisted Tea right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, kind of excited tonight. The one good thing is I do get the tailgate from the house tonight and drink a little Twisted Tea. So, yeah, it's been a really fun partnership with them and something that I've, you know, had for especially moving to Georgia. You better like tea. So the fact that I get a little 5% alcohol on it is a big-time plus. So they get special edition. So if you're in Atlanta tonight or around the state of Georgia, one little Twisted Tea to say, you know, get ready for a big night of celebration, a special limited edition Georgia pack. So go get it anywhere, across the state, and get ready to tailgate, have some fun tonight before the national championship.
Aaron, we've obviously been talking a ton about this game. It almost feels like last week was the championship game, and the pressure, while it's there for Georgia, it almost feels like a foregone conclusion. Sell me on why TCU has a puncher's chance to win this game.
Come on, they don't have a puncher's chance
to
win this game.
Don't be ridiculous.
I mean, come on. All right, so this is, I'll give you my two concerns on both sides. And you know, one is you know, which I'm sure you guys have talked about this week or last week, is this defense, this 3-3-5. It is unique, and they run it, you know, the best of anyone, you know, most teams out there that try to run this type of defense. And as a quarterback, you know, I faced it only a handful of times in my career. It takes some time to get used to. It's just a lot of bodies that are in coverage for the majority of time. And, you know, I was actually on the call for the Alabama-Kansas State game last weekend, and you know, got to talk to both coaching staffs about this defense. And Kansas State obviously runs it, being another Big 12 team. And, you know, their reasoning why is, you know, we don't see, you know, the same type of football in this conference as we do the SEC. You know, we see a lot of 11 and 10 personnel, a lot of receivers, a lot of skill in the field, and a lot of the RPO run-pass option. And we need more bodies on the back end to give us an opportunity to at least attempt to slow it down. So, you know, that's why they run it. And, you know, Alabama headed to the game was like, hey, man, we're going to run it. We're going to be the more physical team. There's running lanes there. So, you know, I guess my concern is you know, more message to Stetson of just be patient. And it could be frustrating at times going against this defense. There's not a lot there. You kind of have to humble yourself a little bit. I kind of, you know, equate it to if you watch Mississippi State offensively. You know, what does every team do against Mississippi State? They drop eight. And Will Rogers, all he does is check down and check down and check down and check down. It's boring football, but you got to force a defense to essentially get restless, get sick of dropping eight guys in coverage or three safeties deep, you know, force them to come into the box, be a little bit aggressive, get them at the, you know, about that 10, 12-yard mark, and then see if you can take some shots from there. So, you know, as long as Stetson stays patient, I have confidence this offense with, you know, the health of the receivers, you know, the way obviously Bowers is playing, the way they get Kenny involved out of the backfield, this offense is going to be able to score and score not at will, but I would anticipate high 30s, you know, low 40s possibly. And then on defense, you know, for them, it's you know, I'm not as concerned. I know they got a great quarterback, they got a great receiver in Johnson, but yeah, I wouldn't put the quarterback in that elite category. And that's, you know, that's what it takes to beat Georgia in this defense. We saw it last year, you know, in the SEC championship game, you had an elite quarterback and elite receiver. You saw it last week, you had an elite quarterback and an elite receiver, and obviously how that game changed once the, you know, once the receiver went down. you know, I think they got an elite receiver. I would say Max Duggan is a really good quarterback. He's a hell of a competitor. But if you can keep him inside the pocket, I'm not too scared about him going out there and making plays consistently against this defense.
Aaron, what did you make of Kirby Smart's comments after the Ohio State game about Stetson not playing well and him needing to be and play more within the system? Did you think that was the right time, and especially publicly, to say that? And do you think that has any type of mental effect on Stetson going into a game like this?
I love it. I remember last year I'm at the Orange Bowl, and you know, there's that, I'm sure you guys remember that 2 minute drive at the end of half, and we're all just like scratching our head, like what's going on? Like, do you want to score? Do you not want to score? Was it the play calling? Was it Stetson? And it just seemed like there was no sense of urgency. And then, you know, Georgia went in halftime, and you know, off running on the field, Kirby's just laying into Stetson, and Stetson's kind of giving it back to him a little bit too. And, you know, they went out there and just dominated. Stetson had a heck of a second half and, you know, went on, obviously, with a national championship. You know Stetson, and obviously I know him too, and he's a guy that, you know, plays with such a chip on his shoulder. I kind of think he likes it. I think Kirby knows how to push his buttons, and that just goes to great leadership. And, you know, I'll give another example. You and I were both in the locker room with Ben Jones. You know, I would love to just tell Ben Jones that he was – getting his butt whooped and not playing well, and you know, Ben would take it to another level, and Ben would then go out there and dominate and just, you know, tear to shreds the defensive line. You know, some guys you can get after, some guys you kind of have to coddle. And I think Kirby knows that, hey man, Stetson's a guy that thrives on people doubting him. He thrives when I kind of give him some crap, and he kind of takes his game to another level. He did that in the second half of Ohio State. I think Stetson's going to do that tonight's game as well. But that just goes to show you, you know, how to become the best leader you can be. Know your personnel, know how to push their buttons, and Kirby definitely knows how to push Stetson's buttons.
Aaron, I'm going to push your button a little bit. Stetson wins tonight. Is he the best Georgia quarterback all time?
Oh, he's been the best Georgia quarterback of all time. You know, I said it last year after he won the Natty. You know, we've from Hudson, myself, and Greeny, and Chalk, and Stafford and Dyer and beyond, like we're all brought here to Georgia to win a championship. I mean, that's how you judge quarterbacks, and that's why Tom Brady's the greatest of all time. You know, Tom is not the most athletic. He's not the has the biggest arm. He has a great arm, but you know, he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. He's none of those guys. But you know, he's the GOAT because he's won more championships. That's how we judge the position. So why would, you know, college football be any different than that? You know, the fact that he's won a Natty, won an SEC championship game. I thought he played really well in big-time moments last year. Obviously, he's played really well in big-time moments this year. I think has the stats to continue to back it up. I think more importantly, you know, if and when they win tonight, the conversation is not about, you know, him being the greatest quarterback of all time. I think that debate is, like I said, been answered and will only further be answered after the win. Whereas where does he lie when it comes to greatest of all time? You know, is he top three, top four, top five? You know, and is he you know, as high up as a conversation with him and Herschel, you know, for the number one?
There we go.
Tell him,
Aaron. Sounds ridiculous.
Where is he? But I'm not saying he's one. Herschel's a great one.
Okay.
But where is he in the conversation? Is he two? Is he three?
He's right there.
I mean, who else is ahead of him?
It's Herschel. It's Charlie Trippi. It's David Pollack. Stetson's in that conversation.
Yeah. I would put Stetson ahead of Pollack. He's got two natties.
Yeah.
He'll have more national titles than all those guys you called.
Let me continue.
He's a team sport. That's why. And he's done a great job running this team.
Let me ask you this, Aaron. What do you think Stetson's pro potential is?
I think it's pretty high. I think he's a you know, he's probably a late round pick. I think he's somewhere in that fifth to seventh round. You know, people made the narrative when he got the job or when he got on campus. He's a walk-on, so he's undersized. So that means he's not athletic. That means he doesn't have a great arm. That means he can't compete at this level. If you go watch Stetson and watch him in practice, watch him in the game, I think he has above average arm strength. I think he has actually really good arm strength. He's not, you know, he's not Josh Allen. He's not Aaron Rodgers, but he can make every throw you want. I think he makes them really well. I think he's extremely athletic, which is a huge plus in today's game, you know, both in the college and the NFL level. I think he's a hell of a competitor. I think he's a hell of a leader. He's accurate. You know, he can be a little bit too much of a gunslinger at times, but you kind of have to be that if you want to push the envelope a little bit. So, I think he has a chance to make a roster next year. There's no doubt in my mind with, you know, his you know, work ethic, and, you know, he has plenty of ability. Yeah, he's a little bit undersized, but, you know, that's not as big of a red flag anymore when it comes to the NFL. So I think he can make a roster, if not definitely a 53 or a P squad.
Former Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray joining us via the Hobson and Hobson newsmaker line. In the same vein as Stetson Bennett, you know, where does it put Kirby Smart if he's able to get a win tonight? Bobby Bowden showed up at Florida State in 1976. He was there to 2009, and he won two titles. And that was kind of a bar that, you know, put you in elite company. If Kirby Smart pulls off back-to-back titles, where does that put him all-time on the coaching list? And what is the atmosphere or the stratosphere for him going forward, being that he's still a young man in his 40s?
Yeah. You know, listen, I'm somewhat fairly new to Georgia history. You know, I didn't start watching Georgia football until – you know, I committed. My first game was Georgia versus Hawaii in that Sugar Bowl. So, like, I don't, you know, I learned duly and after and before a little bit. But, I mean, it's hard to, once again, it's hard to compete with a guy that, you know, can win two national championships, been to three in what, you know, 7 years, 6 years of being the head coach of Georgia, to see what he's building right now. And, man, you look at the roster for next year, too. Yeah, they should be the heavy favorites to win the national championship next year. You know, with what they have coming back on a young, very young defense, you know, with all the skill they have coming back on offense, I think Carson Beck has a chance to be pretty darn special. I've loved the fact that he's kind of sat in there, is waiting his turn. I think he's, you know, incredible arm strength, or incredible arm talent in general, and has learned from Stetson about what it means to be a leader of a football team. So I think he's a chance to really push the envelope next year, especially when you look at the East. And just the SEC as a whole, and a lot of the big time teams are having to replace a lot of guys on both sides of the football. So, yeah, they win tonight. I mean, for me, I think, you know, Kirby's definitely in that conversation and probably deserves to be number one after winning all the championships that he's won in such a short amount of time.
What do you think Kirby should do moving into the offseason with the quarterback rotation? I've said I hope he doesn't go add in the portal and he lets these three guys duke it out and get all the reps. Do you think they'll add somebody? Should they? And who do you like as the guy winning the job in the offseason?
See, I don't think they need to. And I guess the one thing that Kirby has demonstrated, you know, last year, and, you know, I know they've dipped into it a little bit this year and getting those receivers. But I think he trusts his coaches. He trusts the development in that building of, hey, we got top talent. We've kind of taught them our ways. They know the offense. We've seen them practice. We're molding them into the type of football player that we want to mold them into. I think they have plenty of talent at that quarterback position. And, you know, I kind of look at the portal right now anyway. There's nothing – I mean, it wasn't – I know there's a lot of quarterbacks in there. And there are some good ones. I wouldn't say that anyone really, really excited me. Maybe the Hartman kid from Wake Forest. Yeah, that was a good pickup for Notre Dame. But, you know, I'd stick with who they have on the roster right now. And like I was talking about Carson, I think Carson, you know, is that guy. I know Brock is improved and his throwing motion's improved, and, you know, he may be more of the more athletic than Carson is. But, you know, when you look at what did they just bring in? You know, they brought in two really, really good receivers. What are they returning next year? They're returning some really good receivers, and, you know, an AD and McConkey. They're returning the best tight end in the country in Bowers. You know, they're building the offense, in my opinion, to maybe evolve a little bit offensively and start throwing the ball around. So why would you not put the quarterback that's the best thrower of the three in the situation to get your athletes the ball? Like I said, you went out there and got those receivers for a reason. You sold them on a vision of what you want this offense to be. And if that offense is going to be more, you know, 11 personnel, 10 personnel, I guess you're not going to go 10. You're not going to take Bowers off the field. But a lot of 11 personnel, you know, you're going to want to throw the football. I think Carson is just – and he's a gifted thrower. I think it just confidence is the only thing that he's battling right now. And I think he gained a lot of it this season, you know, in backup time behind Stetson.
Give us a prediction. Dogs, frogs, for all the marbles in SoFi Stadium.
Oh, it's going to be a boring, boring game. 38-21. Dogs win, dogs cover.
I told you I spoke to God. He said dogs by 17.
I think that number does add up. Yeah, that does add up from what you said earlier this morning. It doesn't
say
what
Aaron, of us.
Yeah, it means nothing. I hope it's a better game than that.
Hudson's been relying on a higher power to give him some of his prognostications, Aaron. before the show started this morning.
I love it.
Well, we thank you for your time. Everybody be watching in town, and we'll see how things shake out, as it should be an opportunity that the Dogs don't want to pass up on, and we'll just see how they execute. When the game is over, it will go to the best team, and hopefully that'll be Georgia for a lot of folks around here.
Go Dogs, baby.
There he is.
Have fun. Enjoy it.
We'll take that twist.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.